at 7:37. Good morning, everybody. It's time for Dial a Doc. And joining us today, Chelsea Hartzell, FHN, family nurse practitioner. Her topic, March, colorectal cancer month and screenings. Good morning, Chelsea. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Morning. You're welcome.
Let's talk about colorectal cancer, March, colorectal cancer awareness month. It's still the third most common cancer and the leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States. And why is that so?
You know, I think we're doing better about getting people in and getting people screened with colonoscopies and other screening tools. But there's still, you know, there's still fear about a colonoscopy and, you know, what is entailed with a colonoscopy. So it's the fear, it's the trepidation around that. So while we're doing better, as you know, in the medical community about getting people in here, that it's the fear.
So that's, I guess, kind of your job to take that fear away, if you will.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. It's all about education.
Yeah. And, you know, talking to other people, you hear people talk about it. But, you know, once it happens, it's not as bad as you think it's going to be. And it's a great thing to get. So let's talk some other things. Despite those numbers, Chelsea, the incidence of colon cancer, it has been dropping in older age groups and demographics, which is great. And why is that happening?
Well, once again, I think it's the education piece, right? So we're doing a lot better at getting people in, getting people screened. The education, we're out there, we're pushing the screening colonoscopies. We're pushing, you know, there's other types of screening tests now, you know, the stool-based testing that you can do in the comfort of your own home. That has helped. So I think that, you know, is decreasing the incidence because we're able to get people in here sooner and get them screened, get polyps taken out, which are, you know, the precursor to cancer. So that's, you know, decreasing that incidence.
Right. Now, age 50, is that still the number or has it gone down to maybe 40s or when?
Yeah,
should people
That's a new change, right? So that used to be you turned 50 and on your 50th birthday, you got a colonoscopy, right? So that's a new change. 45 is now the new age. So we're starting to see colon cancer in the younger age groups. So we're now starting to screen a little at younger ages.
Well, and typically they're every 10 years. So, you know, you think about it, if you turn 45 or so, you know, you might only have to get four or five of those in your lifetime. So not so bad. Of course, if they find more polyps than you, what, end up going every 5 years, every 3 years, that type of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. It just kind of depends on the type of polyp that we would find. And but typically, you know, yes, 5 years or, you know, 3 years.
Colonoscopy is the most common tool for screening for colorectal cancer. What exactly is involved with a colonoscopy for those folks that never have one?
Yeah, so it starts the day before, and you'll have, you know, your diet will be, you know, changed up a little bit. You'll have minimal to eat the day before, solid foods. You'll have pretty much a liquid diet the day before. And then the night before, you'll start a colon prep where you'll take a laxative to kind of cleanse the bowel out. And then the day of the procedure, you'll go to the hospital, and you'll, you know, get an IV started and you will, you'll be sedated for the procedure. So you don't know what's, you know, really happening during the procedure. And the doctor, you know, inserts a scope into the colon and he looks at the whole large intestine. And they're looking for polyps, which are abnormal growth in the colon. And at the time that they find them, they remove them there and on the spot. And polyps are what can turn to colon cancer. So we're essentially taking out any risk of you developing cancer in the future. The colonoscopy itself can take about 30 to 40 minutes. And you're in and out the whole time, about 3 hours. So it's a day procedure. You're in and out. It's pretty easy. You wake up and you get to go home and go about your, you know, normal business that day. So
even though it's not something everybody wants to do, definitely a necessary thing to do. And cleaning your body out, that's not the worst thing either, is it, to run everything through, so to speak?
Yeah. I mean, if you talk to anybody that's had a colonoscopy, they will definitely tell you that's probably the worst part of the whole experience is the bowel prep the night before. But, you know, given that it's, you know, preventing you from, you know, potentially getting colon cancer in the grand scheme of things, right, it's probably not the worst thing you've ever done in your life. You know, there's different types of preps we have now. There's a pill option, although, you know, you, there are, you know, certain criteria you have to meet in order to, you know, be able to have the pill prep. There are certain medical conditions that, you know, they're not able to take the pill prep. And it's a lot of pills, and you still have to drink a lot of liquid with the pills. It's not just one magic pill and it cleans you out. But yeah, it's not the worst thing you're ever going to do in your life. So,
all right. Some other types of screens available at FHN. What are those?
Yeah, so the stool-based testing that we offer, one is called the FIT test. That test kind of detects blood in the stool and any abnormalities. So you can do that one, like I said, at the comfort of your own home. You send in a stool sample, and, you know, if that comes back positive, then we obviously recommend that you have a colonoscopy next. So, for patients that are kind of on the fence about, do I want to do a colonoscopy? Do I not want to? It kind of gives them that comfort of knowing that there is or isn't something in the colon. So if that comes back negative, then they would repeat that every year. If it's positive, then we would follow it up with a colonoscopy. The other one is the Cologuard. That's the one people kind of see on TV with that happy little colon face. You send that one in the mail as well. That one's a little bit more sensitive, so you can repeat that one every 3 years if it's negative. That one kind of detects for altered DNA in the stool.
Okay, we are talking with Chelsea Hartzell, FHN family nurse practitioner, March Colorectal Cancer Month, part of Dial-A-Doc and FHN, joining us every Tuesday morning. So, Chelsea, what's the recommended schedule for colonoscopies?
So if you don't have a family history of colon cancer, and you yourself don't have a history of any colon polyps, and you come in and you have your first one, right, you'll come every 10 years. That's kind of the schedule. Now, if you have family history and, you know, there's other things that we kind of look at, right, then your schedule may change up. But generally, it's 10 years. like I said, there's, you know, different variables that can happen along your kind of trajectory that would change that up. You might get a 10-year pass your first time, and then your second colonoscopy, we may find polyps, and you may come back then in 10 years, or in 5 years, I'm sorry.
There's new information out there this year regarding insurance coverage for colonoscopies. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And then also what other types of screenings like FIT?
Yeah. And so I think the insurance coverage, I think, is kind of that new age, that 45, right? So it didn't used to cover until you were 50 for your first screening colonoscopy. And so now they've dropped that age down to 45 because we're starting to see the colon cancer, rising in the younger age groups. So that's that insurance coverage piece. And then that FIT test, you know, that's kind of what we talked about, that home stool-based testing that you can do to kind of see if there's any, you know, blood in the stool or any abnormalities.
What are some of the risk factors for colon cancer, and what can people do to reduce their risk of colon cancer?
Sure. So when we talk about risk factors, there are, you know, what we kind of call modifiable risk factors, and then there's non-modifiable. And modifiable risk factors are things that we can do ourselves that we can change, right? So that's our diet, our activity level, so a diet, you know, high in red meats has been linked to higher risk of colon cancer, being a little less active, being overweight, things like that have been linked to colon cancer. There are also things, like I said, non-modifiable. So if you have a family history of colon cancer, if you yourself have inflammatory bowel disease, that's like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, that puts you at a little higher risk for colon cancer. If you yourself have a history of colon polyps, all those things kind of put you at a little bit of a higher risk for colon cancer. So your colonoscopies are going to be, you know, we won't give you that 10-year pass. You're going to come back and see us a little more frequently.
And I'm assuming families talk about this if parents or aunts and uncles, grandparents, that type of thing have had histories and through generations, I'm sure they talk about it. And of course, then you should get in as soon as possible to find out if, that is you.
I don't know if it's, you know, like dinner conversation, but we encourage you, you know, to kind of talk to your families about that and kind of, you know, let people know if there is a family history of any of that so that you can get in and get the appropriate screening.
So how can someone arrange to have a colonoscopy or a FIT testing at FHN?
Yeah, so you could talk to your primary care provider, and you know, they would kind of know what screening test is appropriate for you. Otherwise, you know, the gastroenterology department at FHN can be contacted at 815-599-7715, or you can always visit www.fhn.org.
We've been talking with Chelsea Hartzell, FHN family nurse practitioner, about colorectal cancer month. It's March, and screenings, great information. Thanks so much for joining us with Dial-A-Doc and FHN today. Chelsea, you take care, all right?
You're welcome. Thank you.
Chelsea Hartzell, FHN family nurse practitioner, and that's Dial-A-Doc.